No.
It seems various are shown in the Rambam about the idea of Tamei HaMitzvos. Tamei HaMitzvos different reasons the mitzvahs are there has a very specific desired impact on a human being. Now that desired impact on a human being can be in a whole variety of directions. Sometimes it's clear what the desired impact on a human being is. Sometimes it's unclear what the desired impact on a human being is. A mishpat is something where it's clear what the desired impact on the human being is. A chok is sometimes where it's unclear what the desired impact on the human being is. And that is how the Rambam says it. Yes. The issur against murder and stealing, you understand very clearly there's a desired impact on the human being that enables us to live in a society. And, well, then the question is, so why do we have to live in society? So that, you know, in society we'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Everything comes down to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or Tikkun HaMidos or Tikkun HaOlam. Rambam writes the end of Hilchos Torah. Everything is a gzera. A person should try to understand them. Whatever time you can read into it, you can Shlomo Melech understood. He royally, it seems to me. So there's an issur in the Torah. Lo yachliv, you can't take a korban. Lo yachliv fenu, lo yomer also kov, rav, rabatov. Why? You are the Torah itself, machshava sod. Torah got into the machshavas of a person, uktsas yitzuhara, on the edge of his yitzuhara. Sheteva shall odom nova note, a person's teva is laharbos kinyano, to be marbe his kinyan, the lochu samamonum, to worry about his money. Miaf bishanoda vehikdish, and sometimes a person in a burst of enthusiasm sighed, oh, I'm giving this carbon talk on his borrow. And after he stops and thinks about it a week later, the enthusiasm wears off. Okay, so, okay. Now what do I do to save some money? Redeem it for less than its value. Armor Torah says, "In podo la'atzmo Yosef chomesh." If he wants to be poded, give a chomesh. Hikdish behemak dushes haguf, and he, but he can't be poded something that he gave dushes haguf. Shem chazabo, change his mind. We came in chain a yochel of dolsa. And since he can't be poded, he'll switch it to something less. And if you give them the ability to switch the bad for a good, now that becomes, the measure of time becomes a very subjective thing. What's bad? What's good? I really think this is better. And you had that enthusiasm, you had that Islam, you have to hold on to that Islam. The consul, and they even knasim hechlev, or hoy hu tomorrow see a kodesh. Chol eila hadvarim, and all these things, could they walk off as shisro to be mesakin your yetzu l'takin deos mam of midos, to change your midos. V'rov dinei ha-torah einen ela eitzos me-rochok m'gdol ha-eitzo. They are, he says, rov chukei ha-torah. The design impact. Our eitzos may rochok from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's far away, m'gdol ha-eitzo. But the one who has the greatest eitzo, l'takin ha-deos, to make our deos, the sukin, proper, liyashikol, and straighten out the way we are. Rama writes, very interesting. Everything has a design impact, of course. Role is to straighten out my weakness. Goes back to the fundamental idea of the Rambam had. Rambam has said that says it in Hagdama Techeilah that you go from one of the Yudgim Oikrim and Lachelet one. That's because the degree of rishis that's involved in it. But there's certain things it's not a degree of rishis and Lachelet one. And that is, if a person gives all sorts of disgusting behavior. In terms of midas. Now, this is not because the rishis is so bad. You don't have mitzvahs, you don't have midas tevis, you don't belong at all. The Sham is not in the matrigi to get there. Knowing the Rambam, straining out one's midos is an essential part of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unless you can do it, don't have a chelva on top. It says the same thing in Mishnah Torah, Shuv and Hilchos Devarim. Rambam says, in Parakeh Hilchos Shuv, after we talked about that the main schar is on Habo, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not from the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Zu Eitz Chaim. This is an Eitz of Chaim. Hold on to it. Also called Kosovo. You do everything it says in it. Yoda Deg, Mora, and the Chomer, Zoch of Oru Chayim. But he says, it's only if you go in the Derech Hashem. So what is Derech Hashem? It's all the Derech Hashem. And in Hilchos Deos, in the Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos, he tells us. After you saw that Torah, you have Hilchos Deos. He says here, and this is what Avraham Avinu taught his children. Shenema, ki adatev amana sheyitzave es bono v'zbeso achro. Holich v'derech zu, and you go in derech Hashem, which means midos tovo. Maybe tovo v'brocha l'atzmo, k'edem shenema l'an hovi Hashem l'avrom, it's kol ha-shevi. There's a very important machlokas here. The Rambam and the Ramban. Mitzvah midos tovos, ma'ruchan rafatochan. The Ramban writes, what is that mitzvah? That mitzvah is, I have to act in a certain way. The Rambam writes, no. It's not just enough to act in a certain way. You have to change your personality that should be your midah. Chesed isn't just the act of chesed. It's that your neshama should be the neshama of Achas. If Kaas is a midah maguna, so your avodah is to get rid of Kaas from your personality. Because according to the Rambam, midas are the biggest and most complicated avodah haneshama that exists. And the chiyuv of midas is to change your personality. You do it, Rambam says, how do you do it? By acting in a certain way. But the ultimate goal of the mitzvah is not just the ma'aseh, it's to change the personality. That's why the Rambam writes, a changed personality, that you uplift your neshama to the result of a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the change in the personality. And that's it. This idea in the Rambam is a major yourself. That midos, the mitzvah of midos, to change your personality, to those midos represent who you are. It's not discovering yourself. There's no unchangeable self. It's what you make yourself. You have to make yourself in a certain. You have to make yourself a Baal Chassid. You have to make yourself a Baal Rach. You have to make yourself this way. And the Rambam writes in Shemana Prakma, Rambam had an unbelievable vision of what pure chofshes is about. Almost the unlimited capacity of a human being to change and form himself to whatever he wants. And that unlimited capacity of a human being to change himself, he says, you have pure chofshes on anything. Your ma'asim, your emotions, your midas, your ideas, everything. One exception, what you dream at night. That you have no control of. But, he says, the person will end up dreaming about those ideas he's had all day. So the Rambam had unbelievable faith in the koach of Bechira Chavshis to change a person, and mitzvahs are there to help you do it. But as I mentioned last week, in order to do it, a person has to work in a certain direction. That knowing that this is the intended goal is to not be cheap when you get to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, the intended goal is to hold on to whatever enthusiastic statements you make and commit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not let yourself fall off of that. There's a lesson there. And that lesson has to be integrated not only in Hilchos Tumura, throughout. And that's the whole idea of the Rambam. The mitzvah tells me a yisod, and the yisod is one example of it, but after that, Jesus is a shofar tells me, wake up on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but I have to take this yisod, and there's a mitzvah of tshuva from Rosh Hashanah on the way down in Yom Kippur. Once I learned out from Mitzvah Shofar that this is a day I'm supposed to wake up, then I have to do something with that message and translate into much more activity. So too, this is an example that identifies certain dangers to a human being's neshama. But once, and it tells you a specific way in a specific instance of dealing with it, but then it goes further. Tells you, integrate that in a day-to-day way in your life. And here, there's an interesting analog of this in the Matzvik of Rabbeinu Avraham says there are different levels in Derech HaTorah Ha'Ein Sof. Derech HaTorah is a mismashech v'alechaz b'li gvul hashlamos matoros haTorah. It is an infinite thing to mashlim the goals of the Torah. Derech HaTorah is shnei drachos, and it goes in two directions. There's Derech HaOm, there's the minimum that's expected out of everyone, the Derech HaYochid. And then there is the derech for Yichidei Sgula that each one in an individual way can go for it. Derech ha'om hikim ha-mitzvahs ha-mufarashos. Asiyas ha-mitzvahs esay yimnoz b'tun ha-mitzvah esay in love. Ayadei kol echa b'Yisrael kifi ha-mut ha-lolof. Mitzvahs mila sukkah lula v'mashu on males, not on females. Kohuna on Kohanim. Okay? Fine. The mitzvahs lo sase. How a dayan is supposed to conduct himself. The amitas haderach hazeh. And what is emes of this derach? Bekim ha-mitzvahs. Sheyir shoma ha-torah. Maven. First of all, you have to understand. And you have to A, understand the details of a mitzvah, and then you have to do it down to its finest detail. So he talks about part of the mitzvah of sukkah is knowing sukkah so that you fulfill it properly. And same as about a mitzvah essay. And someone who doesn't do what he's supposed to do is a Russian. Why is he a Russian? What does the word Russian mean? Which means I don't fulfill my obligations. And what's wrong with doing avarish? There's two things. A, I have an obligation. Because Baruch created me. He sustains me. He takes care of me. And that demands of me that I respond. Number one. Number two. Baruch did the biggest chesed to me. He gave me a neshama. And he expected me to perfect that. And by doing Averis, I take this gift from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Shema he gave me, and I destroy it. Shaladerech Hayochid. Once you do the minimum, that's a minimum. And if you don't do the minimum, you're a Rasha. For two reasons. You don't fulfill your obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not taking the Shema he gave you and developing it properly. Derech HaYochid HaRei Hu is not...
How
are
those two separate things?
A. If I do you a favor, I say, please do me something back. He says, but there's something specific. He says, "In a masbik lenavsho hasichlis, it's a royal of a fiyushnei musa." He says, "I'm supposed to. This, even if it didn't have an impact on me, simply I owe it to him. A kavachom is something that I have enough that he gave me to perfect. If I don't do, and I'm ruining myself. I'm destroying my own neshama." There's a derech hayochid. Harehi hisnagus hamukuvenes fitachus hamitzes sodos sehen. But the derech hayochid is to take the tachas ha-mitzvahs and the sodos that are hidden in the mitzvahs. Yamuva mekavonas ha-torah. And how do we find out what the tachas ha-mitzvahs in their sodos are? That's from hamuva mekavonas ha-torah ve-orchos ha-nevim ha-chasinim ha-chos. Three sources. Havana of the Kavana of the Torah. We learn what the Nevi'im told us about the Torah and what Chazal told us about it. And we have to conduct our lives according to these messages, these moral messages that are contained within the Torah. Mishaholi Baderech HaYochadzu. Someone who does this tries to understand the Torah wanted mitzvahs that have a certain impact on me. And if they're supposed to have an impact on me, it's only if I'm going to keep the mitzvahs and work towards that impact. That's taking myself higher and higher. Comes from chesed, which means voluntary. The Torah obligated me to do a certain minimum. If I don't do that minimum, I'm rushed. And then inform me how to build myself beyond that. He said, well, this is, we don't have the whole masbik. Had chapters before going from mitzvah to mitzvah. What is the avod in this mitzvah? Okay. Someone eats matzah. And doesn't do melachah Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Or eat and drink in Yom Kippur. Melachah, onyantah. All of this. Holy Pederach Om Hagula. Amar Om Mishum Shemushutefasi. Chashuva Yisrael Hamoneha. The same obligations on the most choshev member of Yisrael and the individual and the masses. No one can. Kishem Shasur Melocha B'Shabbos or Yeshua Ben Nun. And just like Yeshua Ben Nun couldn't do Melocha Shabbos and he had to sit in the sukkah, and every Jew is the same thing. Okay. Mishahaven is Sod HaShabbos for Tachlusa. What is the Sod HaShabbos? To understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheish Yishomim Osa Hashem Mayim Zaharas. We understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bore. And the acceptance of that. Makaimo Yedei Shehozik Ozik Yom HaShabbos. There's an idea. There's a message HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to get out of Shabbos. The acceptance that He created the world and is running this world and He is the source of everything in this world. That's part of the avodah of Shabbos. We know Saint Daito Amai Sabrej Mishaber Ala Kedusha HaPnim. It's to the inner and something else. I have to understand Shabbos is a Yom Kodesh. It means there's Kedusha in this world on Shabbos. And I have an opportunity to connect and bring that Kedusha into my life. He's talking about two aspects of Shabbos. My separations and Kedushas of Shabbos. One is I have to understand what my separations means. What it means about the way I act in this world, the way I function, and who and what I am, my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one. And number two, the thing I need to connect with Kedushas HaShabbos.
What's the what's this?
What?
What does that mean that the Mishaber and Kedusha HaPnimis?
There's the Kedusha HaPnimis and Shabbos and my Neshama. I have to work in Shabbos to be Kodesh. Mishim even so that tzitzis. how much, if I'm wearing now tzitzis, and if I'm wearing now tzitzis, so I'm on tzitzis, lasisa. So it's supposed to bring me to a zechila. Then, but the person can put on another conference in the morning and spend the entire rest of the day not cognizant about anything. You did technically miss tzitzis, but mitzvahs is supposed to, I'm supposed to be thinking all day. It's called mitzvahs, Hashem asisem also. I'm supposed to keep it in my mind as a concept in my mind. Story. This story made a very big impact on me. Well, I was living in Chicago. I down in a certain small shul for a certain amount of time. There's a man in his late 50s, 60s, always when he began coming to shul. He showed up in shul. Never seen him before, never noticed he was part of the front community. At that point, I'd been living in there for 5 years. I knew more or less who people were. And I, what happened to the man all of a sudden? And a man who, on the one hand, seemed to become a Baal Tshuva, on the other hand, the man had, he had a yeshiva background. So, I mean, asking people what happened to this man. The story happened. This man's father had been a very serious Talmud. He didn't do so well in yeshiva. And he had, measure of life had wandered off. His father died young. His mother was an Ishat Sadek. So when his mother died, where his mother was from, and he had certainly gone to yeshiva at 8, 7, 8, 19 years old. Yes, obviously he had to say Kaddish. He said Kaddish in a local opinion that sort of began at 7 o'clock in the morning and ended around 7:15, 7:20. You know, that's okay, but given his background, so after that, he'd go to the local Kreifer restaurant down the corner, down the street, eat his bacon and eggs or whatever else he ate for breakfast, and he'd go off to work. But he felt a little guilty. He was doing the right thing for his mother. So he went to a certain local rabbi, a very interesting Jew. He said, I want to do something for my mother. So what's he going to tell him? If we can keep in cash or something, a little too much. I think what you should do is wear tzitzis. Now that's an easy thing, you put it on in the morning. Okay, every morning he put on his tzitzis and went to the shul, in and out, said Kaddish, and went to the Treifer restaurant. Sitting in the Treifer restaurant, knowing he just put on tzitzis, so it began bothering him. And this rabbi took him out, he said, no. Took him step by step until, you know, By 6 months later, he's keeping Shabbos and keeping kosher. Yeah, I always think, so that's it. It's just to be a constant reminder of what Kaddish Baruch Hu means. I'm supposed to use tzitzis as a constant. What is the pasuk again? If the entire day I have a constant reminder, a recent also, Zachartim is called mitzvahs Hashem. I have a constant reminder, I'm a mechuyah b'mitzvahs. And I keep that constant reminder with me all day. So, Yisim Kedoshim Lelot. That I'm mentally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day. Umi shemeiv en sod macholos asuros. And a person knows that I have to discipline my taibas. So here the Rambam says, the purpose of machalas asuras is to discipline your physical taibas. You have to take that lesson and not engage. You just, some people live to eat. You have to know, it's a discipline. Discipline and limit your tyrus. That's it. Tyrus. But the derech hapnim is like yechidim. Zoom adrege. And it's like yechidim. Because not everyone it's available. These are the expected lessons, and this is how the Derech Avodah that exists in every one of the mitzvahs. Why do we say pnimis? Al niskach yuvu b'mafurish. Torah didn't mafurish say it. Olav v'armelu lo yanish, and there's no onish b'day agi. Okay, we'll go continue with the Rambam, what the Rabbein Avraham ben Rambam wants to take out of, and why the Rambam view Tamei Mitzvahs is a very major part of his thinking. And here we see not only as part of his thinking, but as a way, as the, an important means in Derech to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will continue reading here, and we'll go back and forth between Rabbein Avraham and Rambam says the Rambam. But mitzvahs are meant to be a darkei avodah. And that is true. According to the Rambam, according to many Rishonim, he said mitzvahs ain't super step on it. And it's a darkei avodah, it is. And I'm supposed to use mitzvahs as a darkei avodah, not just do the physical act of the mitzvahs.